اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Habibullah Fasihzada and we have brothers Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, and Ali Nasir in our today's class in Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 97 of Surah Al-An'am on page 140. So brothers and sisters, hope you have your Quran with you. Please turn to page 140, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 97. Ready, guys?
Yes.
So let's start our class, but listen to the recitation first.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
Nice recitation. Inshallah, we'll practice the recitation right after we finished
the explanation.
Let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah first. And beautifully, the reciter recited it. Yes? Let's see what Allah Almighty says
Very
in this
beautiful.
Ayah. And then, inshallah, of course, it's a short explanation. Refer, inshallah, to the tafsir books for more explanation, for the details. And so, let's see what Allah Almighty says. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Ayah 97, Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-An'am, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَهُوَ الَّذِي. It is He, Allah Almighty, who made the stars for you. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ. نُجُوم. Nujum is the plural form of najm. Nujum. Stars, okay? So that you may be guided by them. لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا. With the stars. By the stars, that you may be guided. فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. In the darkness of land and sea. When you get lost, find your way. Where to go, okay? قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ. We have certainly elaborated the signs. We have explained in details the signs of existence of Allah Almighty, the signs of power of Allah Almighty, wisdom, knowledge, everything related to Allah Almighty. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. For a people who have knowledge. In this simple and short ayah, Allah Almighty explains a lot of teachings. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ. This is one of the verses that you can, if you refer to the tafsir books, you can, what? You can prove the imama of the a'imma alayhi salam, our imams. Okay? Let's see how. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومِ. Allah Almighty has made the stars. Okay? Allah Almighty has made the stars, yes or no? How many stars are there in the sky?
Billions.
Numberless. You can't count them, yes?
Yes.
Some of the stars are so shiny, big. Some of them are small. So when you, at night, when you look at them, they are so beautiful. Let me say one hadith. When you look at the sky, okay? at night. You see darkness everywhere. But when you see the stars, they are shining. Yes or no?
Yes.
You see the stars clearly.
Yes.
So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, in any house, in any family, if the members of that family recite Quran, okay, and keep reciting Quran, when the angels, when the residents of the skies, okay, the heavens, when they look at on the earth, that house where the Quran is being recited in will be shining like the stars when people look at the sky. Beautiful, yes?
So good.
Yeah. So keep reciting, inshallah, if you want to be seen by the residents of the heavens. Yes, Fawad?
Only houses?
The house, anywhere. Masjids, houses. Of course, the masjids will be shining, of course. But the houses, okay? This means try and keep reciting the Quran. Okay. جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُمْ. Why Allah Almighty has created the stars? لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا. So that you may be guided by them. Okay. Guys, one question. If you answer this, you will be proving a very important point here. In physical life, in materialistic life, okay, in order to find our ways when we go astray, okay, when we get lost in any darkness, no matter on land or in the sea, okay? So stars can help us. The scientists, the astronomers, okay, they could use the stars, okay, the movements of the stars, the movement of the moon, the movement of the sun, to find their ways. All right? For example, they could understand where to go. North, they could find, okay, the directions also, the four directions. North, south, east, west. By the movement of the stars. Okay? So now, the question is, if Allah Almighty has created these stars, okay, in materialistic life, He has created these stars to guide us, not to get lost. Sometimes we get lost, we should find our way using the stars. How is it possible that Allah Almighty should not have created or should not have appointed guides or stars in our spiritual life, in guidance, in our life, whole life? Is it possible for Allah Almighty not to assign an imam, a leader for the community, not to go astray after the Prophet? Is it possible?
No.
For a wise God, for a knowledgeable God, it's impossible. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, learn more about this ayah. This ayah is a beautiful ayah, okay? All the ayat are beautiful, but this one has a great message. Go and learn this.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser, if you have anything to say.
No, sir.
No? That's all? Let's recite a salawat and move on to the tajweed rules.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraja.
Fawad will be helping us with some of the letters that matter, okay? In terms of pronunciation, let's see what Fawad has for us. Fawad?
First, we have wow.
Wow. So, the pronunciation is like wa, the letter W.
Yes.
What, when. It's not like V, very, va. Va we don't have in Quran, in Arabic, okay? Actually, va we don't have in fluent Arabic, but this is how we pronounce wow. Wa, 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 not va. Thank you for what? Next.
Next, we have ha.
Ha, wa huwa. So this ha matters because this ha might be replaced with the ha, which is a both are third letters, but this ha is a soft one. Ha, 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 as if you breathe out. As if you, breathe out. But that ha is a more throaty sound. It has a more throaty sound. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد. You see the difference?
Yes.
So, thank you for what? Ha and ha. Next.
ذال.
ذال. Some people might pronounce it like ذا. وهو الذي. It's a mistake. وهو الذي. Or أنزل. أنزل. You should read, not أنزل. Don't replace them. وهو الذي, not لذي. For what next, mashallah?
Then we have عين.
عين. Pronounce it correctly. جعل. If you say جعل, ألا, it changes to همزة. It gives another meaning. Okay? Or you say أعوذ, don't say أعوذ. Or أعوذ, both عين, both همزة. Wrong. First one is همزة, second one is عين. أعوذ بالله. Everyone pronounce with me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أحسن. أعوذ, not أعوذ or أعوذ or أعوذ or أعوذ. None of this. أعوذ. Thank you. Next letter.
Then we have ظ.
ظ. ظلمات. Vibrating sound. في ظلمات. Thank you.
قاف.
قاف. قد. قد. Heavy sound. قد فصلنا.
And صاد.
صاد. And that's all.
Yes.
Thank you. فاد. Thank you so much. Next rules that we mention. Pay attention, brothers and sisters, please.
وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم. جعل لكم لكم
nasal sound also
two counts
you extend the sound of nun for two counts.
وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم.
All right, this way.
لتهتدوا بها. لتهتدوا.
There is an aleph, has a sukun sign on the top. This aleph is usually written with the words which are plural, okay? And you ignore this. Next one.
في ظلمات البر والبحر.
بري. Ra is pronounced
lightly.
When it has kasra, pronounce it lightly. Or when it is preceded by kasra. Kasra comes before and it's sakin. If you stop at bar, okay? Ba, here actually, if you stop, because it has a fatha, you pronounce it heavily. But if there was a kasra, for example, hijr, hijr, hi has a kasra. So you pronounce it lightly. But in the word bahar, when you stop at bahar, ha is sakin, but ba is not sakin. Ba has a fatha. If you stop, ra becomes sakin as well. So you pronounce ra heavily.
في ظلمات البر والبحر.
Alright. قد. قد. Huh?
قلقلة sound.
قلقلة. دال has an echoing sound. What letters have echoing sound whenever they appear ساكن, Hussein?
قطبجد.
قطبجد letters. Hassan, which letters now? Tell us. قطبجد letters. Tell us. They are clear.
قاف. ت.
طا. Ba, Jim, and
Dal.
Dal. So these five letters, whenever they appear sakin, pronounce them with an echoing sound. Qad, qad,
qad fassalna al-ayat.
All right. Fassalna, you merge it with al-ayat, the alif is ignored. Fassalna, no. Fassalna al-ayat.
Liqawmin ya'lamun.
How do you read it?
لقومي.
Merge it, mashallah.
لقومي يعلمون.
You can extend the sound at the end. Beautify it. Okay. We've learned the Tajweed rules. Hassan, ready to recite?
Yes.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Before I recite it, there is a stopping sign as well. قلا. Hassan, can you tell us?
It says that it's better to stop here.
Better to stop. But can I continue?
Yes.
So, better to stop. So I read from وَهُوَ الَّذِي. I start from there and I stop at بَحْر. All right? Better to stop.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
أحسنتم. الله bless you, inshallah. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us with IRB English Radio. Allah bless you. Stay with IRB English Radio in the coming sessions. Inshallah, we will be here again with you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان.